So I wanted to give a quick update on the future of the Creative South podcast. First, I want to thank everyone who's listened to and supported the Creative South podcast over the past 3 years. A few people know this already, and I just kind of wanted to put it out there before the end of the year. But next week is going to be the last official episode of the Creative South podcast. I'll be taking a break for a while, coming back in January with Feasting on Design. Overall, the podcasts will be similar, the same basic format of an interview show, but I'm hoping to talk to chefs, restaurateurs, bartenders, etc., as well as designers, especially designers who've worked in restaurant branding and food branding and packaging design and things like that, as it's something that I find really cool. It's an area that I want to get into. So that's kind of what's going on with that. I'm still figuring out the day-to-day of the show, and I'm sure it will evolve over time. But for now, I plan on putting out episodes every 2 weeks. If you already subscribe to the Creative South podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or anywhere else that you get podcasts, you won't need to resubscribe. I'm keeping the same feed, so to make it easier for everybody. Mike Jones and I talked back in late August, early September-ish, and he told me he was trying to take Creative South back to its roots, and part of getting back to the roots was letting go of the podcast. Don't worry, I'm still on staff with Creative South, and there's no bad blood between me, between Mike and myself. So it came as a kind of shock to me, and I certainly wasn't expecting it and wasn't thrilled, but it gave me a chance to step back and kind of reevaluate what I wanted to do. I've been lucky enough to ride on the coattails of Creative South and the Creative South name for the past 3 years. And for that, I'll be forever grateful to Mike for getting on board with my crazy idea to do a podcast talking to past Creative South speakers. While it's really scary going out on my own, in reality, I've already been doing that with the podcast pretty much from the beginning. I've been a one-man show, booking guests, lining up sponsors, hosting the show, editing and producing episodes, all of the social media stuff, etc., etc., etc. It's always been just me. So hopefully this change, but hopefully this change will allow me to do something that I've struggled with in the past, because the podcast has been associated with the Creative South name. And that's being invited to other conferences. Hint, hint, Matt Dawson, bring me to Crop. I can do a podcast, moderate a panel, give a talk, all for one low price. But that's not all. If you act today, I'll throw in free hugs. Yay! sorry, had to get my infomercial plug in there. Again, I wanted to thank y'all for all the support over the past few years, from listening and subscribing to offering feedback to supporting me on Patreon. I especially want to thank Jack Prince for sponsoring me all these years. I'm hoping we can keep that up with Feasting on Design. And hopefully I can count on your guys' continued support with Feasting on Design. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm building out a website to have some stuff. When I get the website built out, I'm going to have a kind of closeout sale on some Creative South podcast merch. So you can get it at rock bottom prices and move that. If you tuned out at any point during this and are just now tuning back in, here's the TLDR. Basically, Creative South Podcast is changing its name to Feasting on Design, and we're coming back with episodes early next year. thanks again for all the support and all the love. It means a lot, and it helps me keep the podcast going. So we'll have a new episode out next week with Ed Roberts talking about in-house design, and that's going to be the last Creative South podcast episode until we come back sometime beginning of next year. Talk to you all soon. Bye.